On the show today, we have Kennedy Youth Month Coordinator Jeremiah Tucker talking about National Youth Month for Credit Union, so check it out. And we are again talking about National Youth Month, and credit unions, as always, play a vital role in this initiative each year. And can you tell us about what's going on this year and how credit unions are playing a role in it?
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about Youth Month in general. So National Credit Union Youth Month is an opportunity for credit unions to make a lifetime connection with their youngest members.
Yep.
And CUNA's role in it is we provide credit unions with the tools and promotional materials to help them host their own youth-oriented events. Like, one of the biggest parts of Youth Month is the National Youth Savings Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where credit unions can make savings goals and then encourage their youngest members to open new youth savings accounts.
Gotcha. And that's such a hard thing to do when you're young, is save money, much less older folks, you know. But when you're a kid or in high school or college, oh my gosh, saving money is like, what? I can spend that on something, you know. It's like, so how do you convince them?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, one of the best ways is probably provide incentives. Kids prefer the carrot to the stick, to use that old phrase.
I like that.
So a lot of credit unions, they offer prizes, they host fun events. On our Youth Month page, there's a lot of celebration tips that we provide to help credit unions host an event that's going to get the kids engaged. And we even have mentors on the page if you want to reach out to other credit unions that have hosted successful youth savings challenges and Youth Month events.
Yeah.
There's lots of resources there to help you.
Very nice. So why is this initiative, why is it so important to do this on an annual basis? I know it's kind of a reminder, but it seems like it's a kick in the rear end to get our kids on the right page, because that's the age to do it. You know, you start these really good habits young and they stay with you for life.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So research shows that most parents don't feel equipped to pass on good money skills to their kids. And most high schools don't even require any kind of personal finance class as a requirement for graduation. So not only is there a huge need for events like this, mm-hmm. but it's a huge opportunity for credit unions to remind families and kids that they're there to help them get stronger and get control of their finances. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how can credit unions, I mean, again, this is such a vital time for credit unions. I mean, any time is a vital time for credit unions. But, I mean, in particular with the youth, I mean, how can they capitalize on this? What can they do to really kind of reach out to these? I mean, I think step one is kind of reaching out to the parents and then and then getting down to the kids. That seems like a logical way around it.
Sure. Well, I mean, what I would say is, like, credit unions are the only financial institution that actually have education as one of their foundational principles. That's step one. I mean, that's a huge differentiator, and it's an authentic one. So if the families see that you're living those principles, that's going to be a connection that not only helps the family, but it'll pay dividends for the credit union and make the credit union stronger.
Yep.
So we incur a lot of our materials this year. I mean, the theme is credit union strong.
Yeah.
So we help credit unions kind of get that message across, that credit unions are there to not only make you stronger, but they make your communities stronger.
Nice. Yeah, and I
remember huge value proposition. Yeah,
no doubt. And going back to the kind of the parent kid scenario, because I remember my dad when I was a kid and I was getting my first car and I was looking for a loan and all that, and he would say, go to the credit union. They'll give you a great rate. They're great to work with, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how I got introduced to credit unions. And I've been using them ever since. So, I mean, it's so important to have that connection with the parents, and then they can pass that down to the kids. I mean, and that goes back to your original thought, is like that, you know, a lot of parents don't feel fully equipped to explain, you know, financial matters to their kids.
Right.
So it's so important to reach that and then use that process. So very cool.
Yeah, and a lot of credit unions already have educational initiatives. Youth Month really just provides them a platform to talk about them.
Yep.
Not only to the kids, but to the parents who are probably also looking for similar resources aimed at them. So.
No doubt. I'm always looking for new stuff, so it's a great time for me to check it out too. So is there anything different that you guys are doing during this year's campaign?
Yeah, well, I think this is the first Youth Month campaign where we actually mention credit unions in the theme. And the reason we chose this theme is because we wanted to emphasize that, you know, there's always a lot of talk about kids being healthy, but it's rarely aimed at financial fitness. Mm-hmm. And we think financial fitness is every bit a quality of life issue as physical fitness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with the theme Credit Union Strong, which there's this is some of the materials we had created, we want to position credit unions as kind of like the personal fitness coach for kids and provide them an opportunity to talk about how they're there to help them meet their goals, make them healthier, get them stronger, those kind of messages.
Yeah, because you know, most kids, I mean, when they embark in sports or any type of organization, there's a leader, there's a coach,
yeah.
there's somebody there to guide them and tell them the rules yeah. and the fundamentals and all that type of stuff. No different with the finance. You know, there's the fundamentals and there's the rules, and then you remember that, and then you
yeah.
You,
oh. And it's also an opportunity for credit union staff to dress up in goofy work gear. You know?
Bonus. I like that. Yeah. Definitely. All right. Looking at the 64,000 foot level picture here. I mean, what are the goals for this campaign this year? Obviously, to mm-hmm. make kids you know more aware of financial fitness and their families as well. Any other type of big goals you guys have for this year?
Yeah. On the Youth Month page, we lay out like three objectives that we wanted to help credit unions achieve. And the first one is just talk to kids about what a credit union is. So mm-hmm. like some of our materials, like, hey, mom and dad, what is a credit union?
Yeah.
And we kind of break down what a credit union is in kid-friendly terms. And the second one is, like I said, just to remind families that they're there, you know, to help them reach their financial goals, starting with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is just pump up your savings, which ties into the financial fitness theme. And we do that through the National Youth Savings Challenge, which is co-hosted by GreenPath. 10 credit unions this year will get a Fitbit to hand out to one of the kids that opened a youth savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess our goal is to beat last year's record, which I'll have to read here. But last year, 125,188 young members deposited more than $23.5 million into their youth savings accounts.
Wow.
Yeah, and 8,420 of them were new.
That's awesome.
And some credit unions have reported during Youth Month seeing as much as a 50% increase in their youth savings accounts. So
that's awesome.
It's a proven event. If you participate, I think you'll see results.
Yeah, I think so too. So, okay, to wrap up here, Jeremiah, how can credit unions keep this momentum going for the rest of the year? I know it's a big push for this month, but how can they keep it going for the remainder of the year?
Sure. Well, we're going to keep our Credit Union Strong materials available all year.
Oh, cool.
Which is something new. So that means like the social media bundle, which helps credit unions advertise the event through their social media channels,
mm-hmm.
all of our promotional materials and giveaways. We're going to keep up all year because we know a lot of credit unions, they want to do youth savings challenges and youth oriented events during the summer, which makes sense because that's when kids are out of school.
Yep.
So we're going to keep these materials available to credit unions for them so they can have National Credit Union Youth Month whenever they want.
Excellent. I like that. I like that. Oh, great message to end on, Jeremiah. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. We always appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep up.